Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, a study which I've titled The First Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 23, an adventure of humility. This passage points out the importance of worship. The word worship appears three times. The wise man's devotion in verses 2 and 11, and King Herod's evil plans in verse 8. Worship can be sincere and genuine, or it can be trivial and false. It begins with a heart that's been saved by grace. Worship is our response to God's grace. Methods don't make us true worshipers, and rituals can't accomplish God's purposes. The wise men revealed a message of true worship. First of all, true worship is seeking His presence. Verses 1 and 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." That term wise men is from the Greek word magoi. It's interesting how little we know about them. The Bible does not tell us their number, their lineage, their race, their nationality, or their names. Psalm 72, verses 10 and 11 says, "The kings of Tarshish of the Isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him." The hymn, "We Three Kings," traditionally, being kings is based on that psalm. And the number is contrived from the list of gifts that were given. It was during the 8th century that names and countries were begun. Gaspar of India, Balthazar of Arabia, and Melchior of Persia. The star? Well, did it appear supernaturally when needed? Was it bright and did it move? It says from the east, suggests Persia, which was a center for astronomers and astrologers. Well, the bottom line is, the star gained their attention, but they came to worship the newborn king. Where were they from? Babylon. You know, the messianic prophecies from the Jews that remained there, Daniel. Persia, the influence of Mordecai and Esther. Arabia, their gifts. Clement of Rome, in AD 96, he notes that frankincense and myrrh were available in Arabia. And Justin Martyr, sometime in the 2nd century, the 100s, named it as their home. So they not closer to the time, they studied the stars, and one night, there was something different in the sky. They made a 1,000-mile trip, traveling for 2 years. Boy, I tell you what, you think about that? 1,000 miles to worship Jesus? And our efforts at worship, how pitiful they can be in comparison? Look at verse 16. "And then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. He sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all the districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men." Our worship reflects our regular fellowship with the Lord. If we experience it daily with Jesus, we'll be excited in worship. Psalm 105, verse 4. "Seek the Lord and His strength. seek His face evermore. So, worship is seeking His presence. Second, true worship is bowing before the king. Look at verses 3 down to verse 11. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced and with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Oh, back in Micah, chapter 5 and verse 2, it says, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forths are from of old, from everlasting. The wise men asked where. King Herod wanted to know how long ago. They had different agendas. The Jewish priests and scribes knew where the Messiah was to be born, but they didn't travel there. No faith. Pride and concern, listen, will choke out spiritual life. Many people talk about love for God, but will not travel a few miles to worship Him. The wise men worked hard to find the Savior, and then they knelt to worship Him. When Albert Thorwaldsen had completed his famous statue of Christ, he invited a friend to see it. The Danish sculptor had created a portrayal of Christ with His arms outstretched and His head bowed between them. The friend looked at the figure but said, I can't see His face. And Thorwaldsen replied, if you want to see the face of Christ, you must get on your knees. Only when we worship Christ as servants on bended knee can we see Him clearly. Kneeling is an act of submission. Kneeling is an expression of emotion. And third, true worship is giving our treasures. Think of verses 11 and 12. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to Him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. This passage is usually a text for Christmas messages. Some say that Christmas is just a cultural tradition that is completely independent of any spiritual reality. To the world, maybe, but to the saved, Christmas is a commemoration of a life-changing birth. The wise men brought Christ gifts, expensive gifts, and not just tokens. Gold and incense. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephra, all those from Sheba will come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. And myrrh is a popular scented ointment. Remember Mary at the the dinner in Bethany. She anointed Jesus with myrrh. And Nicodemus in the tomb, he gave the same ointment to anoint Jesus' body. The wise men gave their best as a symbol of their devotion. Those who love Jesus show it by offering their treasure. He's worthy of all our gifts, but he wants our hearts. And focus in on the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ. The wise men, they were the first Gentiles to worship the Lord. Jewish shepherds visited the birth of Jesus, and Gentile astrologers traveled to worship Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 18. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. God's prophecy, guidance, and protection. Prophecies are made to be fulfilled in demonstration of God's power. Born in Bethlehem, God guided events to get them there. Verses 5 and 6. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but to you, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you're not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Came out of Egypt. God's protection plan did it. Verses 13 to 15. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. So he was born in Bethlehem. He came out of Egypt, and he was called a Nazarene. God placed the concern in Joseph. Verses 19 down to verse 23. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child, the child's life, are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city of Nazareth, in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Even the evil massacre of King Herod fulfilled prophecy, verses 16 to 18. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because there are no more. The wise men traveled to worship Jesus and gave him their best in gifts. And Jesus is God's greatest gift to mankind. He has given all for you. Will you give him your all? Will you receive him in your life? You have a great day.